basically look at the whole lot, that's sort of in a better position than any of the other areas. So, again, I think it's a pretty straightforward presentation. So, is there anyone here to speak for or against this application?
Friends with their neighbors that support you?
Yeah, I've already, they've all come by and said, why is that sign in your yard? So I've went through this presentation a couple of times.
I assumed it.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd be willing to make a motion to go ahead and approve this.
Okay, we've got a motion.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the variance request, setback request, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, what we'll have is a decision of record that will be generated in the next day or two. A copy of that will be mailed to you. And then you can either come in the office and have it notarized in our office by one of our notaries and then record it. So, yeah, and record it. So, okay.
Thank you. Next, we've got 19-05V, 245 Alex Road, Forsyth, Taney County Ambulance District.
So Taney County Ambulance District is seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations regarding the 2-acre lot size requirement for structures using an on-site wastewater system for wastewater. The applicant is requesting the variance for the ability to form a 2-lot minor subdivision with the 2.88-acre lot they own and the 2.84-acre adjoining lot owned by Taney County, with the lot to be owned by TCAD after the minor subdivision formation to be less than the 2-acre minimum requirement.
So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves case number 1905V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board, and it would be approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size. Lot be subdivided by recording a minor subdivision plat, forming a total of 2 lots of the 2 parcels. And 3 is compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And then 4 is a decision of record recorded with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds within 120 days. This is the Taney County Ambulance District. This is the Taney County property. And I just did a little drawing around that. I don't know for sure of their expectations of lot lines, but that came out to 1.056 acres. So this would be one lot. This L-shaped would be the remaining, would be the second lot in the minor subdivision. And then I just took a photo. That corner of that one is right in here somewhere. There's a slope that drops down, and as you can see, and I'll let Daryl tell you about the Taney County has been using that for a number of years on the backside of that property. So.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
So a little backstory: the Ambulance District purchased Park Place Market, Shadowrock Park, and our intent is to bulldoze it over and build a station there. And when we do that, we will no longer need this station. So our intent is to sell it. The problem is that prior to my arrival, which was 9 years ago, there was a handshake agreement between the director, Taney County Ambulance District director, and somebody over here they wanted to use our back lot for putting implements and things like that. And so they said, yeah, go ahead and if you want to improve the lot and fill it up, then that's fine. And that was it. It was just a handshake agreement, which we really don't have a problem with. There's nothing back there for us. We don't use it for anything. And so, but now when we go to sell this lot, we have a choice. We sell the lot, well then we have to put a fence down the middle of your parking lot, road. I think that's Road and Bridge, right?
Yes. Scott?
So, I just figured it's just as easy to let them continue using it. If you give us the variance, we just cut it in half. I sell it to you for $1 and we both go our separate ways. And everybody wins. Otherwise, I'm going to have to sell it the way it is and put a fence on it or something to divide it, and then Roden Bridge loses all that improved land.
And there is quite a slope on the backside of this property. The only part that Taney County's developed is that parking area, but you can see your contour lines in the very back part of that property.
There was discussion of a septic tank. It's actually in the front of the building, so it doesn't come into play at all. There's really nothing back there, trees and squirrels and things.
So septic and lateral lines are in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, before they started doing the improvements, it just went straight down. There was nothing there for us. And so we never used it. And I'm sure that's why they gave permission to Roden Bridge to just go ahead and start using the land, because we weren't using it.
So there hasn't been a survey or anything of the proposed amount of
property that's being considered? The surveyors went out there and I think that's probably where you got your line from. They actually did some marking. I thought you had that.
I think it's right here. Anything yet. Is it in there? Okay. Yeah. I thought they presented it. So it's in their packet.
Okay. Okay.
Part of the way would be 1.2 acres.
1.2.
And parcel B is not issued.
No, because it's 3. Right.
Yeah, I've got it. I looked at it and didn't see the
preliminary drawing by Great River Engineering.
So from my perspective, I'd be concerned about septic and lateral lines, and it seems like that's been addressed, and really from the slope of the property is...
They scoped it. They had a guy come out. I don't remember who it was, but they ran the camera down it, and it goes out in the front yard somewhere.
That's in the water district water. You're not worried about a well anywhere on there?
No.
Do we have anyone in the audience to speak for or against this variance request? No? Any other questions for the applicant?
It's pretty cut and dry. I think I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve this.
Okay, we have a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the lot size variance. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Right, the final hearing is for 114 Fieldstone Drive.
On May 13th, 2019, the Taney County Planning Commission failed to approve a Division 3 special use permit number 1912 request by Dennis and Stephen Osborne seeking nightly rental use in an existing single-family residence located at 114 Fieldstone Drive, Hollister. With 6 out of the 9 planning commissioners present, a motion to approve the request was made based on that it would not add to the existing nightly rental density, as the applicant was applying for the same nightly rental use as the previous owner. The planning commission voted 3 in favor and 3 opposed. The Division 3 special use permit request failed. The motion failed due to a lack of majority vote. The board members' opposed votes were based on the general compatibility, general welfare of the community due to the saturation and added density of the number of nightly rentals in the community. And this is the zoomed out. The location is this blue one here. And then zoomed in on it. And, of course, the decision of record I won't read through unless you want me to. But it's the general 19-point special use nightly rental decision of record. That if the board would approve this request, would be part of the decision of record.
Good evening. My name is Megan McCullough. I'm an attorney. I'm here representing Dennis Osborne. I do think that Chris Lucci did sign in. I think he might want to make some remarks. If the board has any preference, I would like to go ahead and just make some argument on behalf of the appeal in support of the appeal, and then let Mr. Lucci speak, if that order is okay with everybody.
Perfect.
Just some housekeeping matters. I was working with Scott in the weeks leading up to the hearing and had a couple issues with him being out while on the timing when I submitted my packet. Did all of you guys get, I know he emailed them to you, did all of you guys get paper copies? Does anybody need any extras?
I've got them.
I printed extra copies just in case, so I should make sure. Okay, so let me start by sort of just adding to the history that Scott just went over. Mr. Osborne made his original application in March of 2019 and went before the Planning Commission and was denied. His application was made in March. The hearing in front of the Planning Commission was in May, and that was denied. He appealed, and now we're here in front of the board. He's just shown on the map, 114 Fieldstone is the one located in blue, and the basis of the Planning Commission's denial with this particular application was density and saturation and general welfare and general compatibility with the community. The application was made based upon the fact that it would not add to the density and it would not add to the saturation because it was already a nightly rental. The owner previous to Mr. Osborne did have a nightly rental permit on 114 Fieldstone and had been renting out 114 Fieldstone. When I was here in front of the board with a different applicant on June 20th, 2018, when 114 was actually owned still by the previous owner at that point in time, on that date, this board upheld the grant of the permit for 114 Fieldstone. So with Mr. Osborne, this is really matter of first impression with this particular villa, as this particular villa has been a rental up until now. The primary basis for our argument in support of Mr. Osborne's appeal is the ruling from the Circuit Court of Taney County most recently in Mr. Stevenson's case, which reversed this board's decision denying that appeal. In that case, the decision in Mr. Stevenson's case was the reverse, where it actually revoked the permit. That decision from the Circuit Court of Taney County stated that that decision was arbitrary and capricious and had to be reversed. Now, the decision in that case was based on compatibility. It was based on the fact that his proposed permit, which was at 122 Fieldstone, which is that property next door to the blue unit, that decision that was recently reversed by the Circuit Court was based on the so-called compatibility or lack thereof with the surrounding residential uses. In that case, the Circuit Court said, no, that's wrong, that it's certainly compatible with surrounding nightly residential uses. And the Circuit Court, in that opinion, which I included in my packet, the Circuit Court in that opinion actually stated and found as a fact in that case that nothing in this community, the Branson Creek subdivision, in terms of residential uses has changed since 2017. Now, of course, as I just stated, historically this unit has been a rental through and until 2018. Now, in that decision, and I'm going to read from that decision because Judge Powell made a point to note this at the end of his opinion. He said, with the exception of the new ownership of 122 Fieldstone Drive, which I'll insert myself, there's the one next door, absolutely nothing has changed in the Branson Creek subdivision to justify the denial of the special use permit. The compatibility regarding the nightly rental use within the subdivision has not changed and remains the same as it did in 2017 when the Modingers were granted a special use permit. Judge Powell's referring to the purchasers and owners of 122 Fieldstone that had owned it prior to Mr. Stevenson, who is the subject of this appeal. Judge Powell then went on to write, the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission recognized